Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
Hey y'all, Poodle and Maddie here from Reality Gaze.
Grab your favorite thong because for the first time, we're heading to the villa for the new season of Love Island USA.
I can't wait to watch Ariana babysit these shiny, oiled up adults who I'm pretty sure aren't there for the right reasons.
From the home wrecking bombshells to the absolute wreckage of movie night.
Pull up a daybed and join us every Wednesday for all the Love Island USA drama.
Find Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Brian Mazurowski and Joe Beamer here on WBEN. I was just saying, Joe, I felt like you last week. It's what was going through my head as I was driving home from Toronto at the show. And, you know, I did just straight shot. Drove there, got there, you know, with the, about an hour and a half to spare before the show started, but still not as early as I'd like to.
Right.
Just a wild traffic. I don't know how people do it.
A lot of stuff going on in Toronto. A lot of stuff.
Yeah, how do people live like that? In the city, though, I will say, it's not that bad. Like, downtown in Toronto was not that bad. It's the highway leading in.
Because I was going to say, people downtown Toronto, well, if you live there, you'd probably never get in a car.
I would never own a car.
Right? Yeah.
I would never. I would just never want to drive anywhere if I lived in a big city like that.
No, it wouldn't be worth it.
Insane. I passed by the Taylor Swift. I don't know how much of the traffic was Taylor Swift traffic when I was there. I assume some of it.
Yeah.
I did see a couple limos on the QEW that I'm guessing were...
You don't think they were going to the Raptors game?
No. Okay. Were they playing too?
Yeah.
Wow, a ton of events.
I knew two people in downtown Toronto on Thursday. Neither of them at Taylor Swift. You, yeah. Sturgill, my buddy, was at the Raptors game.
But like just getting down there, it was wild. I drove right past the Sky Dome, which was actually not that bad, but you had a ton of people like walking into that direction to get there. But just the traffic madness. And then, you know, I drove right back after. And how about this, by the way? Try this out in Buffalo if you're, you know, ever parking somewhere, which is hard to do because how many places have attendants anymore? I park at this lot right around the corner from the concert I was going to. And last space in there, just right next to the sidewalk. Go to the guy, you know, start to take my card out because, you know, I don't have any of that funny money that they have up there. He's like, oh, you don't have cash? He's like, I'll give you a discount if you have cash. I'm like, I got 10 bucks American. He goes, oh, okay.
Really?
Yeah, so 10 bucks to park downtown Toronto.
What was the lot cost?
I think it was like 35. So what's that? Like 25, a little less American usually. So still, half off.
It's a great deal.
To park downtown in a big city, I think that is.
You're right, that would never happen in downtown Buffalo because I
can't remember last. When's the last time you've seen a lot attendant?
No.
Everything's the digital stuff.
Orchard Park.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah, the Bills game. You never see it. But I saw the greatest show in the world. It was amazing. I wanted to go. I know Bulldog was, he went to go see him in Boston over the weekend and had a great time too. I was watching those shows on the live stream because I couldn't get enough over the past 2 days. It was awesome.
That's how you know it was a great show.
That's how I'm just still buzzing from it. And I felt like you driving home, got home at like 1 o'clock and couldn't sleep at all. Just buzzing from a good time.
See, unlike me though, you had the, were you at all thinking, I should have taken the train?
No.
No? Okay.
No, because I don't like leaving my car. I've taken the train before.
Yeah.
And have you taken the train?
Oh, yeah. I sleep on the way back.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
From like Toronto to Hamilton?
Yeah, like I'll go see the Mets play the Jays, and then I'll... Because as much as I can just stay up, I can also go to sleep pretty easy, too.
I can't fall asleep on a train like that. But I don't like the idea of... And it sounds so stupid because I, you know, park in some random lot in the middle of downtown Toronto... But the idea of leaving my car in one of those train lots far away.
You left it with an attendant, so.
So who seemed like a stand-up guy, just pocketing whatever money. But like that thought, like it's the same, we were talking about the airport. You know, so many people traveling. I will not park at the airport. I'm sorry. And it doesn't even have that much to do with the cost, although that is probably part of it, because I would pay as much or probably more for an Uber to the airport than it would cost to park at the airport. I just don't like the idea of leaving my car there.
No, I get that. I can't remember the last time I parked at the airport.
But like, you think of all the places I do leave my car.
Yeah.
But you just have certain things that bug you a little bit, don't you?
Yeah. I mean, I've left my car here when I've gone on vacation.
Here, you're like, oh, it's fine.
Yeah.
People have had their cars broken into here.
I know.
Like, half the time, the lights don't work.
It's like pitch black
in the lot. You're like, oh, yeah, here seems fine.
Yeah.
I know this place.
I always leave my car here. If, like, there's a place I have to meet someone halfway, and you... It's probably the same.
Done that before, too.
Yeah.
Okay, whatever. But no, it was a great Thursday night into Friday, all weekend long. I'm trying to convince my wife now to go, you know, overseas next year to go see him.
Where overseas?
It's a hard no. Anywhere. UK, Germany, Sweden.
I mean, that sounds like a win-win. A trip you get to see.
She doesn't really have a lot of interest in... like going to Europe as much as I do.
Yeah.
She's tropical vacation, like that kind of stuff. I like old buildings.
Yeah.
I
love old buildings.
It's a push-pull thing right there. Speaking of old buildings, do you like my idea of the wrecking ball?
I have not stopped thinking about this since you mentioned it at 5:50. I'm telling you, I love that idea that they're doing in Georgia, imploding the building. And I mean, I've got more than just the cobblestone buildings here in Buffalo that I think we could just start over.
Well, if you missed us early this morning, in Mason, Georgia, they're doing what I think everywhere should do. Every like region in America should have one of these on New Year's. They're not doing a ball drop, no. They're blowing up a hotel.
Yes.
When the clock starts strikes midnight. On 2025, a vacant 16-story hotel will be imploded. Oh, awesome.
Yeah. Would you go travel like if you had no plans? Or if you had...
I travel to Mason, Georgia? No.
If you had like no kids, no wife to worry about, and you're looking for something to do New Year's Eve, it wouldn't even cross your mind?
Maybe if it was a little closer.
Yeah.
Like Pittsburgh, Cleveland.
Mason, Georgia?
Not Mason, Georgia.
Where is Mason, Georgia? Like in relation?
It's in Georgia, Joe.
Like in relation to anything, though.
I know.
No, but I think that'd be really cool to watch. I hope there's a video of it.
It would be very cool to watch, but I just think that would be such a great idea.
Yeah.
Like, and it's like, isn't it a way for the city to save money? You put like all this stuff into first night. No. Instead of the ball drop, you get a wrecking ball and just take down that cobblestone building.
Yeah.
Midnight. 3, 2, 1. Like, think of how much more fun that would be than a bunch of fireworks.
That sounds more exciting than when Darude was doing Sandstorm and the drop hit right at midnight.
Yeah. Think about, like, you're kissing your significant other in a cloud of dust.
Yes, yeah. Elvis was in this dust.
Elvis has left the building, and now we're knocking it down.
That's right.
The hotel from the 70s that I guess can't be used anymore because it isn't structurally sound, so it can't be renovated. But I love that idea. People are imploding buildings all the time.
Yeah.
Like every year in most cities, a building gets knocked down, right?
Most cities, yeah. I remember when they imploded the old, the old federal courthouse? Remember that? In the 90s, they imploded a building here in Buffalo?
I don't remember them. I mean, that would make sense. There's a new one. Well, new, quote, air quotes. I remember when they did Gates Hospital. And I was at a friend's house in the city of Buffalo, but not near Gates Circle.
Yeah.
And I knew it was going, you know, we had a lot of coverage leading up to it. I got woken up by the boom.
Really?
And I was close to, like, Maine downtown. I mean, it wasn't terribly far away, but, like, at a distance where I could not believe. And I knew exactly what it was as soon as it woke me up.
Yeah, if you hadn't known.
It's this time. Like, that's the time they were doing the implosion. I can't believe that just woke me up. It did.
Yeah.
Incredible.
Yeah, I've never been around.
They should have waited till midnight.
They should have.
It's like, hold off construction. I know you got a time frame, but this will be great.
We're moving first night to a different location this year. Everyone, just bring everything there, and that's where...
Yeah, it would be somewhere new every single time. You could set it up.
I think you should have the nation, right? So it would be something sponsored, and this every city signs up. Hey, we have this building, and every year this committee picks a city to bring the New Year's Eve event
to. It's like the NFL draft.
Yeah.
Moves around every year to a different city. Times Square, sorry, old news. We've seen it. We've done it before.
Oh, yeah.
Seacrest out. We're doing buildings now.
And the whole down Times Square thing, it takes away from it now that I know that people are wearing diapers and sitting there for 8 or 9 hours. And
because you just look at the crowd and you're like,
what they
really
went through.
Yeah. What are you thinking?
Yeah. Like, you know, I walked by the setup after the Pinstripe Bowl a few years ago when Tech was in it. We walked down Times Square. I saw enough. I saw the ball up there shining. I saw everything set up. That was good enough. I don't need to go any further.
Yeah. I can't believe you even saw it. That's like me with the Rockefeller rink.
Yeah.
I saw the tree. I saw people skating. And then I saw the line. Yeah. Okay.
No,
I can't
do
it.
I saw the ball sitting. This was 3 days before. I saw the ball sitting there. I saw everything laid out. I saw where Seacrest would host from. That's good. I don't need to be there.
So, you know, I mentioned that the line. I do terrible in lines, which I think I've said before. I can't stand waiting.
You're
waiting
antsy?
Is the hardest part
antsy?
Of life for me. You feel like you're wasting time. I could be wasting my own life on something else, not waiting in this line. And it gets to me, whether it's traffic when I was driving down there on Thursday or when I got to the show, the line wrapping around a block that, you know, eventually I was just like, well, I guess I'll stand here in this line. But who knows how long this is going to move. It moved pretty fast. But yesterday, Joe, this is I'm waiting. And I want to know how often people do this. So went out, the whole family, all right, get in the car, let's get out of the house, run a couple of errands, one of which was my wife was getting a bunch of, like, pumpkin, apple, you name it, pies for work to bring to her office for whatever the heck they're doing. Thanksgiving feast.
Something we don't do here.
I don't know. I don't need any pies here. Just...
Well, bring me a pie. I love pumpkin
You want a
pie? Pumpkin pie. Let's go.
Chocolate pie.
I had chocolate pie over the weekend. Very good.
So did I. It was awesome. Apple pie.
Apple pie summer.
Really?
Yeah, with a little bit of... I mean, I can't have the ice cream, but apple pie apples make me think of summer.
I made everybody a little mini apple pies over ice cream yesterday for dessert.
That sounds very good.
Delicious. Anyways, getting sidetracked here. But, you know, she had...
So you went pie shopping.
We went pie shopping. Well, I should say she did. Now, she ordered them online for the store pickup, the park and pickup. The reasoning made sense to me. She said it was the only way she could do it because she got like 20 pies or something like that. She's like, I don't know if they probably don't have that much in store. Like you can't walk in and pick you can only do the curbside pickup.
Yeah,
where we got it from. So, like, this is the only way to do it. And I said, okay, I believe you. It makes sense to me. We were in the car for 40 minutes.
Waiting for someone to bring the pie?
Waiting for someone to bring the pie and put it in the trunk.
That could not have gone well with two kids. Unless it was nap time.
It was not fun. Although my kids showed tremendous patience. That's why they got homemade pies for dessert.
I mean, it was
a great treat for after showing great patience in the great pie debacle that we were in the car for 40 minutes in the car. All I could think about the entire time, Joe, as I'm just sitting there, like, okay, I listened to the show from Thursday night. I got on and I was jamming out and I'm like, okay, I'm fine with this because the only thing I thought was, and my wife's sitting next to me going like, I didn't know. I'm like, I'm fine right now. I know you know I hate waiting in lines, but believe it or not, I'm okay right now because the only thing that I was thinking is, how do people do this instead of going into the store for whatever it is they're buying?
Yeah.
Again, we were in a situation. I understood the situation that we were in. I understood why my wife ordered these online, did the pickup.
They probably wouldn't have been there in store. So this is kind of a separate situation. The necessity of pre-ordering.
Now, again, I still wouldn't have pre-ordered. I would have went in a store. I don't care if I have to go to two store. I would have done it because I hate waiting in the car.
Yes.
But I totally get why she did it. for people just buying groceries who don't have some sort of a mobility issue or something like that. Why?
Yeah.
How can you handle waiting outside for a half hour or more instead of just, how long would it take me to go in there and pick up whatever it is? 5 minutes, 10 minutes tops?
I mean, in this situation, to go in and pick up 20 pies, I'm not sure. But no, I get your point. And you see it because, you know, Brian, during the day, I go by a lot of grocery stores, right? I do a lot of shopping for other people. And I will see people in their car waiting for someone to bring someone to bring stuff out. And this time of year, I'll see those same people after I went and did someone's order.
Yeah.
I went and picked up 20 items, cashed out myself, went to my car, and I'll see the same van. I'll see the same person sitting there. And again, like you said, mobility issue, okay, I completely understand. But if your whole thing is to avoid the store, just get them delivered. I mean, really, if your whole thing is to avoid the grocery store, which I can or any kind of store, which I can completely understand this time of year, just get them delivered, because you're going to have, I guarantee there are numerous people in Western New York who had your experience over the weekend.
I'm assuming you pay less for that than delivery.
Of course.
And that would be the reason why, but I completely agree with you. Like, yeah. if you're doing that, just get going in the car. It's an hour trip.
Yeah.
For like a quick.
I mean, you were expecting a quick, they're going to put them in the trunk and we're out.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've been in that situation too. You sit there and then, you know, I'm not saying you get angry, but you get antsy. And my son's not as well behaved as your kids, Brian. So, you know, he starts crying. He wants to be walked around. Now you're outside in the cold.
So that was another thing. She's like, well, why don't we go like take the kids, run around the field? Because my youngest was getting antsy. Eventually, I turned off Sturgill, and I put on Twinkle Twinkle.
Yeah.
And that, you know, alleviated. I said, no, you can't do that. That's rude. Because as soon as they put these pies in, you got to be out. Because there's people waiting on the spots.
Oh,
you know?
Really?
Like, we had to wait
people
to
were
even
waiting
go
to wait?
Into the spot to wait.
Oh, that's insane.
I'm like,
insane.
So you can't do it. We got to be ready to go.
You have to wait.
You can't
to
be
wait.
Putting kids in car seats after they drop this off. Like, that's just common courtesy.
So you really are just bound to the car.
We were waiting to wait. Joe, this lady got the delivery. I'm like, all right, here we go. We're going to get into this spot. She must have spent 10 to 15 minutes checking through every single bag in the trunk and the back seat. And it's like, look, if you're going to check every single item, just go in the store and pick it out yourself.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah, I gotcha.
Oh, what are you doing?
Is this a store that just specializes in pies?
No, it's not.
Okay. So there were other things.
It was not the pie
well.
Store, yes.
Right. I think I know the place you're talking about, but I'm trying to picture this situation. Yeah, I could tell you 40 minutes. My son doesn't like getting in the car as it is. I mean, we went to brunch yesterday in Williamsville. Just the drive from Clarence Center to Williamsville was, I can't imagine just sitting still. And then, at least you had Sturgill for a little bit of the time. If I had to listen to Twinkle Twinkle for 40 minutes, I'd be the one in the field. Okay? I have to go to, just come pick me up.
He knows a few more songs, but they're all in that vein.
I get you, yeah.
Nothing cool
no.
on his playlist.
I mean, I'm sorry, the Chicken Dance Elmo gets old after a while. My son would have had that on the floor.
Oh, we don't do that. No. I can't listen to Elmo's voice.
Oh, well, we're going through an Elmo phase right now.
Oh, and so are we, but I won't turn it on TV. He asks for his Elmo every night before he goes to bed. This is my 1.5-year-old now. Wants to hang out with it, loves his Elmo little thing that used to be my oldest son, who didn't really, you know, care for it.
He didn't go through the Elmo phase.
It was fine, but like it wasn't, he was not attached like my youngest is right now. He has not watched Elmo on TV though. Like, Elmo is the doll. He's in some coloring books. He's in other, we won't do the Elmo on TV. And Sesame Street, by the way, is not Sesame Street anymore.
Oh, you don't have
it's to tell the me. Elmo show.
Yeah, it's Elmo's
featuring
World.
The Sesame Street cast.
It's Elmo's World with Cookie Monster. That's what
who's fine.
Yeah, I'm a huge Cookie Monster fan. So it started with the Chicken Dance Elmo, and then the books, obviously. Elmo, we have the Elmo Christmas book, and now it's my son knows how to ask for Alexa, but he says "ake," so it doesn't. Alexa doesn't come up, but we know what he means. But now he you know, when we've set a dangerous precedent here. Mm-hmm. So when he gets into his chair to eat, he goes "ake Elmo."
Yeah,
because he's heard us say Elmo or Alexa play Elmo from YouTube. That's on us. You know, first kid problems. That's on us.
You know what you gotta do?
Yeah,
throw that out.
Yeah, throw the Alexa out.
Yeah, that's you can't have that. Hey, we'll be back here. B-Mez and Beamer on WBEN. Brian Mazurowski and Joe Beamer here on WBEN and talking about all things. Well, I mean, we were mentioning the waiting in line. I don't know who does the... By the way, I was not seeing Taylor Swift last week, just... it's not that I'm defensive about seeing Taylor Swift. I'm defensive that anyone would think I'd spend that kind of money to see Taylor Swift, especially.
No, that's, I mean, I don't know anyone who thought you would see Taylor Swift, but yeah, spending the money is the big thing.
That's what I want to make sure people
of course.
Know about me.
You know, we had someone in our sales department who was at the Taylor Swift concert the week before, and I was filling in for David, and I had a whole hour. I was trying to get people to talk about being at the concert, because I don't care what anyone says. I guarantee there's someone in this audience who was either there or knows someone that was there. There were six shows, and a lot of people went up there, and the person from our sales department wouldn't come on and do a segment.
Embarrassed about being there?
I don't think it was embarrassed, but I just didn't want to do radio with me, which is fine.
Well, you know, you can let us know why you go in. I do like the one person who texted in 803-0930, 803-0930 on our Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board, or to give us a call. Somebody who just said that, I can go to four stores while my husband waits for a chapstick curbside pickup. I just won't I just don't understand the mindset with how long now, because I never knew like how long it took. And I'm going to guess this is like a peak time, peak day maybe.
Yeah.
It can't be this way or else no one would ever do it.
No, I mean, you're talking the weekend before Thanksgiving and the items you're getting, I'm sure this is, peak time. I'm sure there's not usually a wait to wait.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Even on Saturdays, I'm guaranteeing there's not usually a wait to wait.
But still, with the amount of time, you would just... It's surprising me that people do it in the first place.
Yeah.
Who could go into the store.
I mean, people do it so regularly, Brian, that you look at these stores like Wegmans and Target and Walmart. I mean, they hire people... That's their job, to run to the cars and back.
Yeah.
Like, that's their job.
Saw them all yesterday.
Yeah.
Every single one. Walking right past my car. Think that's us? Nope. See ya. We were playing this morning, Joe, and I know you were talking about it on Hardline yesterday. Sean Ryan, the state senator, announcing his candidacy for mayor of Buffalo over the weekend. Of course, Chris Scanlon is the acting mayor and will be for over a year. Before the next election, and whoever takes place or takes that position in the beginning of 2026. Here's what, and this is the clip that we were playing from Sean Ryan. Here's what he had to say over the weekend.
There's been an incumbent mayor for 20 years who's really had a lock on City Hall, and that lock hasn't been good for the residents of City Hall. So this is the big opportunity. You know, mayor's gone. We have an opportunity to look at the city with fresh eyes and a clean slate, but not be afraid to address the real problems that we have. But also, we just need to come to the terms of, we can't plow our streets. We can't fix our potholes. We're failing at the basic level of government. It's fixable, and I'm going to fix that thing.
Is that true? 803-0930 to listen. Now, all right, full disclaimer on a couple of things. One is, I don't live within the city of Buffalo limits. I live in North Tonawanda. So I don't have firsthand experience of, my street with the plow during the winter in the city of Buffalo.
Right.
So there's, big disclaimer. Disclaimer number two, I'm generally pretty defensive about Buffalo and the way that people talk about certain aspects of the city. And it's always like one of these, like, hey, we can, criticize ourselves. You don't like outside criticism, and you don't like criticism that would reflect badly on you. I kind of think this might fall into that. He says that's Sean Ryan. We can't plow our streets, and I don't know, Joe. I just want to say, when I hear that, what are you talking about? Like, yes, we can. Yeah. I hate that kind of talk. And it's one thing for, you know, anybody, me or you, Joe, or somebody living who wherever, to say, you know, the plows, or to do the normal everyday gripes. But I do think it is something different coming from now somebody running for mayor of the city to say, we can't plow our streets, we can't fix a pothole. Now, there's a lot to be said about, you know, the potholes. I might think differently about the plowing of the streets part of it, which, I mean, there's a lot of work to be done on that front. There's also limitations that we have no control over when it comes to filling a pot. I mean, unless you're going to redo the roll or the whole road, there's only one way to fill a pothole. And guess what? It doesn't last. Refilling it every year.
No. And these Band-Aids are brutal. But and that's not all in the city.
And it happens everywhere. I know all my pothole spots that are, they've been filled. And, you know, give it 2 months and it'll open right back up all across Western New York.
But I will say this about the plows, because we had Nate Martin on Hardline the week before. And, you know, he's talking about the new winter plan. And the biggest gripe in the city of Buffalo is that it takes forever for plows to get to the small residential streets, right? What do they call that? It's past secondary, whatever they call the small residential streets. That's been a gripe. And you know what? It's something that they've worked on. They're getting private contractors now. But I'll tell you the one, and no offense to Sean Ryan. He didn't come on Hardline yesterday. But no offense to Sean Ryan. Like, the mayor's not. Wow. The mayor's not going to change that. Like, you don't think Byron Brown's been trying to put, they implement a new plan for snow every year. The person in City Hall changing that, you're not going to have a plan that they haven't already thought of and probably been shot down.
I got to know, though, like, what exactly we're talking about here. Because in my mind, and this where the biggest issues happen are during, like, these massive snowstorms.
Right.
You know, yesterday we were talking about last week we were talking about the 10-year anniversary of the Snowvember storm.
Right.
It's been going to be a couple years now since the blizzard over Christmas.
Yeah.
And these are, like, monumental events that during the storm, you really can't be out there. And then after the storm, Joe, you see the images of snow piled up all the way to the streetlight along Hurdle Avenue. You see, and this is the one that sticks with me as to why I kind of feel this way. Dump truck after dump truck after an endless line of dump trucks filled with snow, taking it to, in this case, it was the Outer Harbor, to dump the snow off into and then go out and pick up some more snow. I mean, you have dump truck, an endless line of dump trucks. When you're looking at that happening, like, that is what you can do.
Yeah.
Like, you're doing all that you can do in these extreme cases. It's not going to be an instant fix the way that we would all love it to be.
Unless he's proposing that the city spends money we know they don't have on one of those machines that we've seen up in Canada where you put the snow in, it instantly melts it. But you don't think the city's looked into that? They can't afford it. They can't.
Frosty the Snowman, the movie you're talking about? Or is that Frosty Returns, right, where they spray it on the snow?
Yeah, you know Frosty Returns, about? Yeah.
That's what we want.
But they have that up in Canada where you know, and it melts it. So you don't need the trucks and trucks. You have the thing that will melt it and spit it back out. But the city of Buffalo, we know, already has issues affording what they need when it comes to just basic things. And we know they're about to head for a fiscal panic. Is that the right word? A fiscal disaster next year. That's what we've heard when Mayor Scanlon took over. So I don't know what Sean Ryan's proposing. But, you know, if it's a financial thing, he has been state senator for a while. What has he done in that position to get the city of Buffalo the money or the supplies they need for snow plowing?
You know, in one aspect of this, I do sympathize with politicians. Might be the only time, because, I mean, what does everybody want? You know, lower taxes and more services is what, you know, the promise is. You want to spend less money, which is, according to everything I've read, what you're going to have to do in the city of Buffalo soon. You have, by the way, an incoming administration in Washington that is not going to be so inclined to help out, or there's no like American Rescue Plan or any of these COVID funds coming around to help bail out cities across the country. That's not going to happen this time. So you're going to have to find ways to save. Yet, what is the way? Like, tell me the plan now to plow the streets using the resources you have more efficiently that we're not doing now. And maybe there is somewhere in there, like just some egregious waste of resources or something like that, but I don't really see it. You have plows that are GPS tracked. You have so many of them on the road at one time.
And they just added more plows for this snow year.
And they're plowing the roads.
Yeah.
I mean, like, it is the one complaint about Buffalo that, and again, big disclaimer, I don't live on a side street city of Buffalo. So, you know, for those who do and have to live with it and live through the big storms where, you know, again, the Christmas blizzard, we got walloped. And I'm on, you know, not a secondary, but in an area where we are going to get plowed maybe a little more frequently. On Christmas Day, the street was passable. And then you had to take care of all the snow in your own, which took another day. But it was nice. That didn't happen in a lot of areas of Buffalo. Again, though, we were talking about one of these generational storms.
Yep.
Where after an average snowfall, what does it look like in Buffalo? And, you know, maybe somebody can tell me, 803-0930.
I mean, and that's the thing. I mean, we're acting like other cities who get snow regularly don't get paralyzed when they have a once-in-a-generation storm, right? I mean, that happens almost everywhere. And you know, to an extent, it was out of people's control. Now, I will say, like Brian, I haven't lived in the city since 2011. I spent 2 years on Crescent Avenue. And that was a side street in the city. I don't remember snow being an issue, but I don't really remember the kind of snow we got those 2 years.
Yeah.
So
you can't base your reaction and like how you do with snow on, I think that's the problem that I have with this, is if we're really basing it on what happened during the blizzard 2 years ago.
Right.
I just think that's such an unfair way to look at it. Yeah. And you want to be prepared for that kind of stuff. You know, we talk about the county talking with snowmobile clubs to, you know, help if there needs to be any rescue. Like, all right, these are all great ideas that you should have in place for when that emergency happens. But, you know, to say that we can't plow our streets,
it's not fair at all.
Based on, you know, the bomb cyclone, mother of all generational storms, I don't think it's a fair way to go.
No, not at all. And I mean, obviously, that's going to be a part of his campaign. And it's very interesting, Brian, speaking of this mayoral, how this is shaping up, because I think everyone knew Sean Ryan was eyeing the mayor of Buffalo. I mean, I've been hosting Hardline for 5 years, and that's been in the talks all those 5 years. I have to say, I kind of think it's like a bad look. He just got reelected to state senate. He hasn't even started serving his new term yet. He goes, hey, thanks for all the donations. Thanks for voting. I don't really want this job anymore.
I think it would be a worse look if people paid attention to it.
Yeah, I mean,
do you think, think that is part of the, like, how many people are paying attention to their state senate and assembly races?
I said this over the weekend to somebody, and I got the blankest of stares. Mm-hmm. That I've, like, what are you talking about? No, I know. I follow it because we work here. We follow it. But I think that's a bad look for State Senator Sean Ryan. Again, he'll serve out a year of that new term before taking over.
What do you think the percentage is of people who could name their state senator?
I'd say it's under 50.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, 100%. I mean, I think you probably hit around 50 for president.
Of the country?
Maybe a little more.
Yeah, I think it's a little over.
But like 75 tops for president.
Yeah. I think there are people who think Trump's already the president.
Oh, yeah. And who voted.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, yeah, we've election day. He's the president now.
He took over the next day, right?
State senator, like, is it 20?
I can tell you right now, I did not know who my state senator was, and I've moved three times since I started hosting Hardline. In any of those situations, I didn't know until I had them as a guest and had to look up their district. Yeah. or on the ballot.
Yeah.
Like, my state senator ran unopposed this last time around. So I know Pat Gallivan? That's my senator.
You sound really sure of it.
No, he is. He is. He listens to the show.
You sound totally sure. But that, I think 20 is probably a pretty good cap to put on it.
Do more people know their state senator or their Erie County legislator? I don't think it's the same number. You think it's exact?
I don't know if it's exactly the same, but it's down there. Oh. It's down there in the low number. I think most people would know who their town or village mayor is, or town supervisor, or city mayor, much more so than any of the state positions.
Well, I think that depends where you live. Like, I think more people, percentage-wise, we're talking now, more people in Buffalo know who their mayor is than probably one of the suburbs know who their supervisor is. Because the mayor's always in the news.
Yeah. I think there's probably a lot of people in the suburbs who think that Chris Galen's their mayor.
Yeah. I mean, there's people in Amherst who probably don't even know who Brian Culpa is.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, that's just the reality. For people who think, like, everyone follows politics that close, no. They don't even look at the name on their ticket when they get pulled over.
I don't know how we got all of this to say that, you know, how much does a name help you with what's expected to be a pretty crowded field here?
It's going
to
be a very crowded field, and you're talking about a guy who has been fundraising for this run for over a year.
Yes. So a monetary advantage, which might prove to be very helpful, but at the same time, you're going to have a lot of other people who aren't that far away or aren't as far back in the name recognition area as you might think, given, you know, you're going to be running up against somebody who has been in state government for over a decade.
Yeah, and also running as the guy who's currently the mayor. And it seems like no one's giving that guy a chance.
You didn't ask me.
No, I'm sorry. Just from people I've talked to, it just seems like everyone thinks it's kind of a done deal that he's not going to get the nod. I mean, I don't. That's not me saying it. It's just from what I've heard.
I never know.
No.
We got. What is the crowd reaction, if there is a crowd, for a lot of these forums for the Democratic Party are putting on? The first one's going to be at the convention center on the 5th.
The convention center?
Like, if somebody gets a big pop, does that start to weigh?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Think like swaying the crowd
first. I gotta get a crowd
getting rowdy.
Yeah,
I don't know who's gonna be there, but people start to get rowdy, that might.
You guys were talking this morning, you know, going back to your Zellner interview about what the process will be here, and, you know, they will have a primary, but they have a supported candidate, right? The Democrats have a. If you're a Democrat, are you looking at that supported candidate and going, hey, I remember what just happened in November of 24, maybe I don't vote for the supported candidate?
I don't know if that really runs into local level that,
like,
much.
Like, why do I care what the party says? I'm going to vote for who I want to vote for. It's a primary for a reason. For the people of the party, I know they didn't do it this time, but for the people of the party to get their candidate.
Yeah, well, in the primary, you'd still have to get the word out who the endorsed candidate is, which might be the toughest thing.
I hate that idea of the endorsed candidate.
Just do it after the primary?
Well, yeah, the whole
point
is...
Don't say anything until the primary is over?
It's the people of your party to make that choice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Both parties do it, though, so, you know.
Yeah. We'll be both back here tomorrow.
We'll be back here tomorrow. I'll be back at 1, doing the last hour of David's show. So stay tuned for that. Well, stay tuned for David, but don't be surprised at 1 when I'll be there for an hour. We'll have much to talk about. Probably talk a little bit about Sean Ryan, and like I said, he will be on a future episode of Hardline. We've talked to him before. We will get him on to talk about his run for mayor.
Sounds good. Hey, are people really canceling Thanksgiving, not going over? We were talking about that earlier this morning.
We don't have a big Thanksgiving gathering this year because my in-laws are doing a holiday lunch the following week with people coming in town for that. So no one's canceled on us. No one I know of is canceled on the dinner we're going to.
I have to see about it. Maybe we'll talk a little bit more about that as we get closer to Turkey Day.
That's right.
It's going to be a long 3-day week, Joe.
I know. I'm already feeling it. All right, David's up next after the news with Lucas. I'll talk to you at 1. Brian and I will be back together tomorrow at 9 on WBEN.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
From the trusted team behind 48 Hours, welcome to Case by Case, your weekly update on the biggest true crime stories unfolding right now.
Nick Reiner remains in custody without bail.
Luigi Mangione accused of stalking and gunning down United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson.
From high-profile trials and stunning evidence to major breaks in cold cases, we'll follow it all case by case. Follow and listen to 48 Hours Case by Case wherever you get your podcasts.